And we start this week thinking of the end of this week, Valentine's Day, which of course brings the feast of anonymous cards, somewhat creepy, and Insta-ready grand romantic gestures, deeply creepy. But comedian Maurice Gohan is absolutely not one of those soulless killjoys who calls out the Hallmark holiday. No siree. She loves love, as she's here to explain.
It is the week of St. Valentine. Cupid is aiming his bow all around town. One time as a kid, I sent an anonymous Valentine's Day card to myself. I was maybe 10, 11 years old. I bought a stamp, put it in the post box, acted surprised when it came in the door. My parents were less surprised. They recognized the handwriting. My point being, this is my holiday. I love love. People assume I'm cynical because of my demeanor and obsession with death and general bad attitude, and they would be correct. For the most part, I'm very miserable, but not with love. I'm a big ol' fan. I love all the facets of it. Rom-coms, for example, are an art form. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days should have won an Oscar. You're going to praise Matthew McConaughey for his performance in Dallas Buyers Club? That didn't take a good actor. Anyone could have done that. But his nuanced take on a playboy who falls in love with Kate Hudson, that is skill. The denouement of the film, when they both find out the other one has been playing them, and McConaughey says, "Congratulations, you've lost me." And Kate Hudson responds with pitch-perfect poignancy, "You can't lose something you never had." Ugh, that is the crux of human experience right there. That is the beginning and end of everything. My personal journey with love has been at times rocky. I've been in love 4 times, and for 3 of those, so 75% of my love experience, I've just felt a bit tricked by the whole thing. Because I've fallen in love straight off the bat, just balls to the wall, I go all in very, very early, way too early. And then I get to know the person I've fallen in love with, and I don't like what I learn. So I just wake up 6 months in, look over the other side of the bed, and I think, "You are a repulsive human being. I don't agree with any of your beliefs or ways of conduct or passions, but I love you, goddammit." So love has always felt like a bit of a prison. You stick yourself to someone and then you find out who they really are and then you get a bit sick in your mouth. Rinse and repeat. But I still believed in the fairy tale for my sins. I have a boyfriend now and he's the one. Yeah, he's my Kate Hudson. Naturally, I'm McConaughey, so he has to be Kate. I would be very surprised if I don't marry him and have his children. For legal reasons, I should disclose we've been together for 2 months. What's the secret to our loving and long-lasting relationship? 1, we were very good friends before we fell in love. We even lived together for a bit, so I just knew who he was. For example, I knew he ate a fry every single morning. Quite excessive. Nobody should be consuming that many sausages. I knew he screamed when in the shower because he used to be taking them cold for some reason. I knew he was a generous lover because one time I accidentally walked in on him with a woman. 2, we are each other's biggest fans. We think the other is the bee's knees. He's a comedian too, and I'm his best audience. Everything he says, I find funny. Even if I don't get it, I'm still laughing. Even if it's something serious, like him finding out his aunt had cancer, I'm just ha 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 ha, always laughing, always giving him his due, shouting encore. That's it, really. I knew who he was and I liked who he was. Again, for legal reasons, I have to mention we've been going out for just 8 weeks. But I'm the happiest I've ever been. If love is a prison, lock me up, officer. Throw away the keys. I guess that's what marriage is, just throwing away the keys. Or handing the keys to the government and saying, "Hide these, don't tell me where." If you're in a relationship right now, and when you look at them, maybe you're looking at them right now, at the back of their stupid heads, and you just feel a mix of disgust and dread, you just feel the bile rising up in your throat, dump them right now. Call them up. "Here, use my phone. Say we need to talk. Get rid. Life is too short. Go out with my boyfriend instead."
Maurice Gohan there on what's not to like about Valentine's, and tomorrow on Culture File, we'll be off to Nicole Brown's County Carlow farm, where she grows everything she needs to make the dyes of the future.